from the Financial Times in London. I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and this is FT News. William Hague is to join Citigroup as a senior advisor, the latest in a long run of former politicians and policymakers to join Wall Street institutions. Well, here to discuss the implications of the move and also the background to it is Laura Noonan, our investment banking correspondent. Laura, you've just been writing about Mr. Hague's appointment as an advisor to Citigroup. He's the latest in a long line of politicians and policymakers, or former politicians, I should say, who've joined banks in some capacity or other. Citigroup has certainly been bringing a number of advisors in over the past few months. Tell us, what's the background to William Hague's appointment?
William Hague has been appointed an advisor now. He'll only work 2 to 3 days per month. Typically, that's what these kind of roles involve. So it will be by no means his full-time job. In terms of what he's doing, Citigroup being quite vague, they say he'll be sharing his unique perspectives with their clients. They don't specify which kind of clients he'll be working with or on which kinds of issues. The obvious issue is going to be the Brexit one, because that's something which the bank itself faces major questions about how it'll handle it. And it also raises many issues for their clients. And obviously, because Mr. Hague has such a long experience in the foreign affairs space, he has a lot to add there. He's already an advisor to the strategy group Tenio on some Brexit related matters. So that seems to be the obvious space where he'll probably add the most value for them.
Yes, because he was, of course, Foreign Secretary, and some time ago before that, he was leader of the Conservative Party. He's a long-standing politician, although he nowadays, as you say, having stepped back from politics, has a portfolio of business interests. I think I'm right in saying that he did quite an extensive amount of work for Citigroup back last summer, where he did a string of speeches for them. We mentioned that when we wrote a story about Lord Mervyn King being hired as an advisor by Citigroup a few months ago.
Yeah, he will be joining Lord King at Citi. It's unclear whether they'll be working together much, but certainly Citi does have form in terms of hiring these politically connected individuals to help the bank and to help the clients. Citi, though, as you said, isn't the only bank by any means. There was a lot of uproar last year when it emerged that Goldman Sachs had hired former EU President Mr. Barroso to be the chairman of its business in the UK. And that was seen by some people in the Brussels administration as being not a very good thing for him to do. They ended up having an ethics investigation into whether he had in fact breached EU ethics. In the end, they found that he actually hadn't, but the panel did question his judgment in terms of taking on that role.
And of course, probably most famously, the former Prime Minister Tony Blair is still retained as a senior advisor to JP Morgan. Nobody really knows what he's paid there. There were kind of reports of up to $5 million at one point, I think. Do we know what William Hague is getting from Citigroup?
We most certainly don't know what William Hague. I have asked, I have been laughed at for asking, so I think it's safe to say that we will not know. However, what we do know is that, as you mentioned, he is already doing various jobs in the private sector. When he was interviewed by our political team a few weeks ago, they asked him about his pay generally. He didn't get into the specifics, but he said he didn't have any complaints about pay in the private sector. So we can take it from that he's being pretty well looked after, I think.
This is an abridged version of the FT's Banking Weekly podcast, which you can download from ft.com/podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.